This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started, though, with the Yankees and the Bronx Bombers and what we're witnessing out of the Yankees. So first of all, after Aaron Judge hit that first inning bomb of a home run, it is incredible. And I think sometimes it's easy to take for granted what we're witnessing. But Aaron Judge right now, and remember last year where early on the month of April, Aaron Judge started slowly last year. And so there were the, you know, what's wrong with Judge, what's going on, all this sort of stuff. And of course, he ends the season, by the time we're done, with another MVP season and a historic season. One of the all-time great seasons that we've ever seen for a right-handed hitter in baseball history. And that was with a slow start. And first, there was, you know, the season of 2022 when Judge was incredible. He played for the contract, had the MVP historic season. 2023 gets injured. Not quite the same season, obviously. Comes back in 2024. And when we think that it's not possible that 2022 will be the career year, you know, that's an outlier. That's the once in a lifetime. That's the one that's going to stand out. We're not going to see another season like that. And then he does 2024 with a slow start. And the truth is that what we see, yes, a 3-home run game on a day when it's 80 degrees at Yankee Stadium and the wind is blowing out and all of that, okay, fine. But today, first inning, and Aaron Judge gets up there and absolutely clobbers the ball. And right now, so Judge is hitting a crisp 545, 643 on base percentage, and that's because he got intentionally walked, and then he got walked another couple times, because I don't blame them, but the Brewers and Pat Murphy, after the 3 home runs yesterday and the home run in the first inning today, they realized that most of their pitchers just simply do not have good enough stuff to prevent Aaron Judge from doing damage. And so he now has 319 home runs in his first 996 career games. So closing in on 1,000 games. And these stats, by the way, that I'm pulling, some of these are courtesy, I'll just say it right now, of Yes Network. Some of them, the beat writers, I'll cite where I can, where I've pulled things. Some of it, Elias Sports Bureau. Some of them, Slang on Sports, the great Sarah Langs. So lots of different stats here. But Babe Ruth hit 321 home runs in his first 1,000 games with the Yankees. Think about that. Babe Ruth, 321 home runs in his first 1,000 games with the Yankees. Aaron Judge now has 319, two behind Babe Ruth with four games left in that first 1,000. He's got four. I'm not guaranteeing it, but right now with the way he's swinging the ball, I mean, it depends on if they pitch to him. And that's what was incredible about what Jazz Chisholm was doing, with Chisholm with two home runs today. So they walk Aaron Judge, and once intentionally, and the rest of it, they were pitching around him. I mean, it was somewhat, pretty much intentional after that as well. And twice, they walk Judge, and what does Jazz Chisholm do? He makes them pay. He hits a home run. And if that can happen at a certain point, and with men on base in front of him and guys slugging men behind him, they'll have to at some point pitch to him more. So four games he has to hit two home runs and tie Babe Ruth for most home runs in your first 1,000 games as a Yankee. He's, at the moment, he's sixth, number six all-time slugging percentage in baseball history for any hitter who has played 996 games or more. He's number six. He's about to closing in on Jimmy Fox. And again, the names ahead of him are like Babe Ruth and Ted Williams. That's the company that he's in. The first Yankee to ever hit four home runs in his first three games. He's tied for second for the most runs batted in your team's first three games of the season. He's tied with 11 RBIs. And again, that's also because they didn't pitch to him today. The only guy ahead of him is some guy with 12 RBIs named Dolph from 1935. After four home runs today, the Yankees, 13 home runs in this series. And the key here, you know that the Bronx Bombers, you know you're hitting well when 2 days in a row, the other team, and by the way, the other team, I mean, maybe the Brewers will take a step back this year. And yes, the NL Central is not, I mean, it's one of the worst divisions in baseball. Like, I get all of that, yes. But still, they won their division last year. And they lost some players, okay. They don't have a massive budget, okay. But they're usually not an embarrassment. They got embarrassed by the Yankees in these three games. 2 days in a row, first baseman Jake Bowers, a position player, came in to pitch. That's how much the Yankees were bludgeoning the Brewers. And that brings us to this bat, the new torpedo-style bat. If you haven't seen it, well, look, if you're a baseball fan, it feels like you're living under a rock if you're not aware of it. But some people might not be, and so I get it. And if you're a fan of another team or you haven't been as tuned in, here's what's going on. So a really smart guy, I know a lot of fans sometimes hate analytics. Here's where if you're a Yankee fan, you're going to love analytics. If you're a fan of hitting and you've been frustrated by the fact that all this elite pitching in baseball sometimes hitters are really struggling with that. You want to see more base hits, more hard contact. Well, then you should like this. So a former physics professor who was a member of the Yankees analytics team through last season. He just left in the offseason. He's now with the Marlins. But a member of the Yankees analytics team, an MIT physicist, figured out something that when you think about it is so damn obvious and brilliant that you can't believe nobody else has been doing this before. The simple idea is this. They looked at players like Anthony Volpe and said, sure, if you look at a typical baseball bat, the widest part of that bat is what we call the barrel of the bat. And that's where you then want to hit the ball. In that the widest part of the bat, that's where you're going to do damage. That's the hardest, you know, it's the most solid part of the bat. The sweet spot sits there on the barrel. It's bigger and more solid. Well, what this guy, Aaron Lenhart, figured out, the physics guy, was that they studied players like Anthony Volpe, and they found that Volpe was often hitting the ball, instead of on the barrel, he was hitting it closer to the label of the bat, a little closer up then towards his hands, not towards the end of it. And therefore, if he got jammed just a little bit and was hitting the ball closer on the label there, it didn't have as much power. Weaker outs, weaker contact. And he thought, well, what if we simply took some of the weight of the bat, and instead of having it down by the very end, so if your hands are up here by the knob, instead of having the weight of the bat be all down there at the end, what if we took a little bit off the end and we put more of that towards the label where Volpe is hitting, you know, hitting the ball more. And you end up with a bat that looks a little bit more like they describe it. And if you see it, they're calling it, saying it looks a little more almost like a bowling pin. And it's called, the nickname for this bat, the style of this bat is the torpedo. So if you visualize that. So the simple idea is just for each player, look at where do they usually contact the baseball? And wherever that spot is that they contact the baseball the most, make sure that that's a place where you're having a bigger, wider, more substantial bat in that place. And so moving forward, I think what we'll see in baseball is that every player will have their own swing customized and studied. And I think what we'll see over time is it will probably even get more sophisticated where are you facing a predominantly fastball pitcher? Somebody, you know, who throws 98 plus. Are you facing a guy with a lot of breaking stuff? Are you facing, you know, lefty, righty, whatever it is, that players will probably have multiple bats that will help them depending on the type of pitcher that they're facing. But for now, what they're doing is just simply analyzing it and saying, all right, if you typically make contact this way, we're going to give you a longer surface area to make good contact, which makes such sense. As far as we know right now, the players on the Yankees that are using it, we've heard of five. Volpe, Anthony Volpe, Jazz Chisholm, Paul Goldschmidt, Wells, and I don't remember who the fifth is. I'm spacing now. Wells, Bellinger, of course. Cody Bellinger, that's the fifth. So those are five that we're aware of. Now, the other interesting thing, and by the way, Gary Phillips, Yankees beat writer from the New York Daily News, is going to be my guest. That's coming up at let me just check. I think that's coming up at 9 o'clock. So I've got Gary coming up at 9 o'clock. And so I'm going to ask him, and if you have some questions, by the way, for him, hit me up on Twitter, at X. I can ask one of your questions about the Yankees. But one of the things that we've also seen out there that's really interesting is that Giancarlo Stanton made a comment about, it's not clear, but made a comment about starting to use a different bat last season, and that this bat, you know, so he didn't say and blame it for the problem per se, 100%, with the reason that he's had problems and the two tennis elbows and all of that. Did it come from swinging a different bat last season or in the off season? Was that part of it, swinging this different bat? We don't know. And there are going to be people, even like the Brewers. So Trevor McGill, the now closer from the Brewers after Saturday's game, made a comment about how that bat, it seemed like he was suggesting that that bat should be illegal and you shouldn't be able to use it, but because it's the Yankees, somehow Major League Baseball will let this slide. Now, to be clear, this is absolutely legal. There are certain things that Major League Baseball mandates about a legal bat. But, you know, the pine tar can only go down here. It has to be a certain, you know, it can't be, you know, longer than a certain length or way more than a certain length. They give you specifications that you have to stay within those guidelines. But once you stay within those guidelines, we've seen innovations through the years. Ash bats, maple bats, you know, a different composition of wood, whatever. We've seen different bats through the years. So anyone who thinks that somehow these new shaped torpedo bats that the Yankees were cheating, that's simply not true. And every team in Major League Baseball could be using them. Some other players likely are. I'd be surprised if this guy's with the Marlins. I'd be surprised. He went there in the offseason. I'd be surprised if some of the Marlins players are not using it already. And I will tell you, a year from now, by next year's spring training, players all over the league will be using this. In that same article, it's in the Post, that was quoting McGill, the closer from the Brewers, complaining about this from a pitcher's perspective. There were hitters like Rhys Hoskins saying, wow, this is interesting. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to talk to my bat company. So I think we're going to see, good for the Yankees for being on top of this. And if you're a team, by the way, like, I don't know, one of the smart, analytically advanced teams looking for every edge, like the Tampa Bay Rays, I'd be thinking, oh my God, how do we not come up with this already? And on top of that, most of the analytics developments that have been really helpful over these, you know, past few years, a lot of it has to do with sophisticated tools that are helping pitchers. You see a guy like, you know, just as an example, we'll get to the Mets later, but Griffin Koenig made a start for the Mets yesterday and actually looked really good out there. Mets bats are asleep, but he pitched well. And this is a guy who was not good and effective previously with the Angels. Well, the Angels are not a particularly analytically driven, great organization for developing pitching talent. The Mets, using analytics, you analyze which pitches and pitch mix work better for a pitcher, and you can maximize talent. I mean, the Yankees have been doing this. The Mets are doing this. Lots of teams are doing this. So a lot of the innovations, pitch labs, all of this benefit pitchers. And it's made hitting a baseball, when so many pitchers these days throw, you know, 98 miles an hour plus. If you're a baseball fan and you've been rooting for this game for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years or more, ask yourself, years ago, even 10 years ago, how common was it for pitchers to be throwing, you know, 98 miles? And now somebody throws 98, we don't blink. Somebody hits 100, we kind of go, oh, okay. But we're not falling off our seats. It used to be remarkable. It no longer is. And the stuff and the, you know, pitch shaping, all the different spin rate, all the things and the innovations that are helping pitchers, Imagine if this is something that helps hitters around the league, and that hitters now have an advantage. And picture an Anthony Volpe. Instead, now, if he's getting jammed a little bit and hitting something on the label instead of the, you know, fattest part of the barrel, if the label is now a fatter part of that bat, and that means that he's going to hit it with greater exit power and exit velocity, and that turns a dribbler into a single, and that's fantastic. So, advantage hitters, and for a game that where we want more offense, not necessarily everything having to be the three true outcomes, a home run or a strikeout or a walk, but if we want hitters to hit the ball harder, and yes, maybe hit more home runs, but also put the ball in play more, this is a positive thing. So, kudos to the MIT physicist, and good for the Yankees for being the ones who figured this out. And meanwhile, you can say what you want, but Aaron Judge is not using this new bat, and all he's doing is creating even another potential new standard, even by his standards, where every time we think it can't get better, who knows? It looks like, at least to start the season, he's outdoing himself as well.